response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up?
It is a glorious day.
Yes.
And not just because the sun is shining, although it is, but because A.J. Brown is a New England Patriot.
Finally.
Yes. Coach, finally.
Man.
Now, right off the bat, I will ask you where you rank that receiver room now in the NFL with the addition of A.J. Brown. Curtis, you first. Are you okay?
I got a gash on my head.
Oh, what happened?
I was driving, I would say, in between well and recklessly, and I was entering a crosswalk, and a young lady was entering that crosswalk to catch a bus, and I slammed on the brakes. My sunglasses were on my forehead, right into the dash of my car, so I got a little blood. But, you know, it's not a tear. I'm okay.
Was she crossing when she wasn't supposed to? Because I find that is the most irritating thing for me when there's a do not walk and people feel like they have the right of way just because they are walking.
I believe she did have a do not walk.
Yeah.
Right. And the other issue is the headphone, which I love. I hope you're walking listening to us right now. But it causes people to not be aware of their surroundings.
Yes.
So
yes.
You don't hear the car. You know, could have been bad, but I have cat-like reflexes.
Complete first world problem, though, injured by your Ray-Bans.
I got to tell you, the Justin. So I would say top five.
Top five is what I was thinking, right, Mango?
Yeah, I think when you look at the very high-end talent, you still have to put the Bengals at number one. And then from there, I mean, I could even go so far as to, depending on who's the odd man out, top four,
right,
dancing with top three. I am so much higher on A.J. Brown's than some right. other people that I hear talk in this market. This, to me, is a win-now move for the Patriots. And that makes me so excited about right. the team this year.
Well, I would...
Do not get me started on those that are going, well, yeah, overpaid for A.J. Brown. I don't give an F. It's win a Super Bowl for me right now.
But did you really overpay? Like, you paid less than what the Broncos paid for Jaylen Waddle, and I think we all agree A.J. Brown greater than Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, I mean, the only argument, we talked about it yesterday, is his age, I guess, 29, mm-hmm. and the knee thing. But I don't care. It is.
If somebody says they don't like this deal, I would recommend never listening to that person again.
Yeah, I think there's a, I would probably put that wide receiver room at number three.
Ooh.
Because.
Okay.
You'd ask the question.
Shime's got to be two and Greg's got to be one.
You said Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins.
Just because the high end is so high that duo.
See, I would say number one for me, if I had to go, would probably be CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens.
And don't forget,
I'm never going to say that, Wiggy.
Or Puka Nacua,
Davante Adams.
That's the one to me.
And then I would go, because you go by the duo, then I'd probably go A.J. Brown, Romeo Doubs, right? So that's kind of where you would kind of factor in, like when you start to see what this looks like. Ja'Marr Chase, probably maybe the best wide receiver in the game right now, or I guess you could make the argument, is it him? Is it
JSN?
JSN, Justin Jefferson. He kind of gets the short end of the stick because of the quarterback. But I would say three. I definitely have him top five. You could make the argument.
And a texter, I don't know if you agree, but a texter on the Subaru of New England text line early this morning says the beauty of this trade is how much the player actually wants to be here. And that is, I think, also a pretty cool thing when it comes to A.J. Brown.
What have we been asking for? I'll tell you. Them to invest while you have Drake May on his rookie contract.
Right.
This is the single move that you could make this offseason that could guarantee your roster is in a better place than it was last year.
And what it does, it makes everybody's job easier. So your run game becomes better because now defensively you have to account for A.J. Brown. So now maybe you can't put as many guys in the box like you would want to do to defend the run, where you have to now worry about him. And then that maybe opens up some more windows for a guy like Hunter Henry or even Romeo Doubs or even whoever's in the slot, whether it's Pop Douglas. You know, that's yet to be seen who becomes that guy. But it just makes Drake May's job easier. The offensive line, it just makes everybody's job easy when you have a true number one.
Does it move the needle for you on wins?
Yes. I forget.
You were at... Were you
I was at 10? 10.
You were at 10?
I was at 10 wins.
Does it bump it to 11? Yeah,
I would definitely say that it bumps it to 11 or 12 wins. I mean, okay. You had, what, 12 wins last year?
But didn't we all say that our win totals were based on them having A.J. Brown anyway?
were all assuming. It's not like it was some big secret.
No, I had him.
Curtis, don't buzzkill this morning.
No,
what? I said if you don't like the deal, you should go home and never be listened to.
He's mad because he has a big cut on his head.
I do.
Yes. Yeah, I had him at 10 wins without A.J. Brown.
Still bleeding.
Just based on their schedule.
Yeah. Curtis, you should reach out to Catch His Law on that, baby.
I will
be able to collect a little bit of cash.
Well, let me tell you.
I don't think it was your fault. It was that woman's fault.
Definitely.
I got to tell you, always the woman's fault. No, it was a...
Good morning.
I think this is the Patriots' best offense, and I know this is blasphemous, since 07.
I don't think that's blasphemous at all. This is the first time that you have their receiver who you expect to lead in yards be an ex-receiver. And no disrespect, but they've had slot receivers in that role all throughout since Randy Moss.
Since 07.
Yeah, since Randy Moss. Think about it. Who else has been a true deep threat that was an ex-receiver that was going to lead you in yards? Julian Edelman. It's been
N'Keal
Wes Walker.
Harry.
I'm not going to deep dive the XZ.
N'Keal Harry.
The XZ wide receiver.
No, just okay. Let's say as
the
extremely
XZ
explosive.
Vertical route.
Explosive vertical receiver.
Respectfully. I mean, I hate when people go down that road.
Okay, sorry.
He's
I don't mean to offend this morning. I want to keep the vibes good with
no,
you.
No, I
kind of like it, honestly, from Mego.
I just like.
Sorry.
How do you,
it's the woman's fault again. I'll
no,
just
no,
sit
no,
over
no,
here.
Don't be intimidated by
me. No, I'll wait for the news. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I brought it up.
No, I just asked.
Why is there mic on?
Call me when you want to talk about Summer House and Bravo.
What do you expect? What do you want to do? Just sit there and look frumpy?
I don't care.
I'm not bringing that to the table.
No, I don't care if it's a man or a woman.
No, it sounds like you do.
Okay.
No. Well, how do you?
No, it's all right. Are we talking about Real Housewives?
Because here's how I subscribe to the thing. Like, how do you know whether or not he plays the X or the Z?
Because of watching the film.
No, but.
Where he lines up.
Does he line up next to the tight end?
Well, sometimes.
So then. Technically, that's the Z receiver.
Okay. So I'm not breaking down the difference between
right,
X and Z.
That's where,
Wiggy, is it fair to say that he is a receiver who is not predominantly in the slot?
He's an outside receiver. So say that.
There we go.
Yeah,
okay,
I don't mind
outside
that.
Receiver.
Yeah, he's an outside. When people start to get in the weeds, they're like, oh, he's
sorry,
an X.
Sorry, I'm sorry. I will stay over here.
Would it be?
Does anyone want to break down red carpet looks?
I'm not going after you. Like,
I'll be there for that.
Don't get,
what is A.J. Brown's color palette?
Don't get offended by that. Don't get offended by that.
Would it be okay if Lamont, who is just a regular everyday listener, wanted to comment on the A.J. Brown trade?
No, I got no issues with it.
He did not play professional sports.
No, I got no issues with it. I respectfully say he's an outside guy.
Okay, he's an outside guy.
You guys get to the X and the Z.
He's an outside guy. If we want to talk horoscopes, I'm over here.
This is Lamont, who is calling from Atlanta, Wiggy. Good morning, Lamont.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
I'm a big Eagles fan, been an Eagles fan since 1978, and grew up in the Philly area.
I'm sorry.
But, I like to trade for the Patriots, but I would add one thing. I would be concerned for a player who quit on a Super Bowl winning team.
Mm-hmm.
I would be concerned with that because it's one thing quitting on a team like the Jets, the Browns, the Cardinals, but to quit on a good organization like the Eagles, mm-hmm. and they are, that would concern me, guys.
I think that's valid. Yeah. That's a valid concern.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the relationship that I have been told forever that he has with Mike Vrabel kind of cancels that out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, things could go bad at some point, as they often do with wide receivers. But mm-hmm. I'm not worried about it until it happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't.
And the Eagles, though, by the way, what an unbelievable job they did. Because Roseman traded a first and a third for A.J. Brown. They go to two Super Bowls, win a championship. Brown was a twice, 3 years of being a second-team All-Pro, second-best receiving seasons in the history of the Eagles, and then they got another first for him in return 4 years later. Like, what? I mean, for the Eagles, that is a brilliant, brilliant move by Howie.
And when I look at the quitting element of it, I'd have to say, like, were there plays that he just basically was like, I'm not doing anything? Or was it more of just his attitude of like, I'm not a fan of being here, but I'm still going out there and working my ass off?
I think it might have been the sitting on the bench during a game reading a book part of it that bothers some people.
That was a horrible look.
Yeah, but didn't that come after a touchdown?
Well, he was screaming at his coach before a touchdown.
Yeah, or something along those lines. So, like, to me,
well, he was actually screaming at his coach saying, I'm an ex.
Yeah. Honestly, Mango has
talking,
more.
Are we talking exes?
Yeah.
Okay, I can talk don't celebrity get, exes.
No. The ex, so, the vertical round.
Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt.
Don't get so.
Wiggy, you know I love you. Come on.
I just like.
I like it. Give
people,
it back.
When people go down that road of the X and the Z, I'm
it's
like.
It's the all 22 crew.
Yes, I'm like.
You know I don't do
oh,
that.
Oh, by the way, great
it's just,
job.
I'm just saying the same thing as you. Outside receiver outside who can go deep.
Yeah, I would. And I would like to Curtis's point when he said 07. I'm really like thinking. I'm like, you know, and it's just like. Gronk was tough.
Yeah. Also, I feel like I should point out Diddy cannot go deep. Is it too soon for that or no? All right.
What? Well, it could have been just who he was standing next to. Sometimes.
Yeah, it could have been. Right. It could be who you're standing next to.
Yes. By the way, great job by the Substacker. It was going to be a couple weeks after June 1st. Yes. Nailed that one.
It was like 4:22 or whatever it was yesterday. So, great news. We're going to talk about it with you all morning long on this show. We are going to get to some leads coming up in a couple of minutes, literally a couple of minutes. They said it at 7:30, and that includes what one of Wiggy's former teammates said about A.J. Brown becoming a Patriot. Then the news with Mego at 8 this morning, and that includes fun with 911 and why the police were alerted to an issue with Jell-O shots. And can anybody guess the state where that happened?
I can guess.
Okay, you can? Yes, yeah. Okay. So that'll happen during the news at about 8 this morning. Hill Notes, end of the show, and leads for you. We'll start the leads in exactly 2 minutes at WEEI.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is that. Can we open the window world of Boston weather window for our concussion protocol meteorologist, please? All right, Curtis, get out of the tent. Poke your head out of the tent and bleed all over the attendance and tell us what we're going to get today. Otherwise,
I will. Good morning, Greg. 49 right now, downtown Boston. Perfect day today. Afternoon high in the low to mid-70s. Tomorrow, we're going to be the same, low to mid-70s. And then Thursday, when we head up to Old Orchard Beach, and Thursday night, we go to the Cowbell. Rock Row.
Cowbell in Westbrook. What's the name of that place?
I thought it was the Cowbell on Rock Row.
Yes, I believe it's called Rock Row. Yes, that's shopping development. Yes, yes. Yes,
very
yes.
Nice bar.
Yes.
Huge TVs, bigger than Greg's. Thursday night, 75 in Maine. And then Friday morning, gorgeous, partly cloudy. The broadcast will start with about a brisk 62. We'll be up to 80 by the middle of Friday
in
Maine.
Oh, gosh.
Mm.
Can't wait.
And Saturday Beach Cornhole Tournament, 9th annual. Weather is going to be stupendous.
Perfect day. It's going to be a little cooler. Mid-70s, great cornhole weather.
Yes. Ceremonial first bag thrown by yours truly to one of the most legendary Boston Red Sox players in the history of the franchise. That'll happen on the beach up there. And I am not sure whether Craig Breslow will still be employed by the organization on Saturday, but if you read into what occurred yesterday, the menacing that he took in the Boston Globe, one might suggest that he may not be around for much longer.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
How do you think you read that if you know your boss is the owner of the paper it was written in?
Well, apparently when he says good morning, Shyam, can you give me good morning again from Breslow? I think apparently when he says that to his coworkers,
good morning,
they need a translator. They don't understand what he's saying when he says good morning. He says good morning to them.
I read that yesterday, and it was each paragraph was more shocking than the preceding one. Like, I just unbelievable the way in which they go. Didn't Theo Epstein just go on a podcast in support Breslow? We played the audio of it.
This is actually my lead. We played some audio from Theo last week, but there's another nugget that's in there, which we'll get to that during my lead, but he was not so much at that point. Now, I will say Theo got him the job, right? Or at least recommended him to John Henry.
Yes.
When nobody else wanted that job. So then for Theo to have turned on him, I think is a real problem. But I think it has to do with the guys that he fired a little bit. I'll wait till we get to my lead for that part. But he's on the hot seat, Curtis.
He's gone.
Absolutely, I mean, on the hot seat.
He is gone.
All right. Curtis mentioned it. We will see you up in my adopted home continent of Maine Thursday night and Friday and Saturday. And Shyam, let's get to it if we could, please.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Solid lead song this morning, Shyam. That is Guns N' Roses. And leads are brought to you today by Subaru. Subaru summer is finally here. You can get details at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Good morning, Shyam.
Good morning, Greg. So this morning for my lead, I want to give the New England Patriots credit. Like, they deserve credit for this trade of A.J. Brown. We have been talking about it, hypothesizing. People have been reporting and speculating that this trade would happen after June 1st, and they didn't even take a couple hours to get this trade done. It was done within an hour, I believe, of that 4 o'clock time where the money would move over for the Eagles and it would come off their cap. And the move was done almost immediately, and it's a return that I think most Patriots fans, any sane Patriot fan, is perfectly fine with. And this is an opportunity to give the team credit for seeing themselves lose in a Super Bowl, in a way, get embarrassed in a Super Bowl, go out. They tried to address some offensive line needs in free agency. I didn't like the draft pick, but they're clearly trying to build some sort of depth there on the offensive line. And then in the receiver core, you have now given Drake May arguably the two best receivers he's ever worked with at any level in A.J. Brown and Romeo Doubs. Maybe Stephon Diggs last year, better than Romeo Doubs. You can make that argument, fine, whatever. Yep. But A.J. Brown is clearly the best receiver at any level Drake May has ever played with. And I mean,
excluding you, because you were great hands.
Curtis, I was going to say, you can just retweet that video all season next year. That's what it's going to look like. Drake May throwing to A.J. Brown.
That's what it's going to look like? You caught it with your shoulder.
Mega, was it a catch?
It was a catch.
Exactly. Mega, every single time.
I wouldn't put that out there as that. I never played in the NFL.
Oh, it sounds like you.
But I wouldn't put that out there as that's what it's going to look
like. I'm just saying, only two of us in this room have caught passes for an NFL quarterback.
Sounds like you're diving into that lane again, Mega. I mean, it was a catch.
Sorry.
A catch is a catch.
But I just think that
I think the actual call on the field was that the receiver bobbled it as the scallop and bacon fell to the ground.
No, no, Greg. I specifically didn't touch any food that night because I didn't want any bathroom incidents.
Oh, okay, all right.
So,
yes.
I think the Patriots deserve a ton of credit for this move. It was rumored all along, and they came through. They did not disappoint us, and I expect massive things from this offense. The Patriots should be getting ready to go back to another Super Bowl. They should be competing for that. That should be on their minds at this point. You should win the division. You are better than the Bills. You can beat them. You should win this division. You should be on your way to hopefully competing for another Super Bowl.
Mm. Okay, Shyam, thank you. Curtis, topic of your lead?
Oh, Wiggy, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Two words.
Go ahead.
John Henry.
Okay. All right. That's unusual for you. We will get to Curtis's John Henry lead coming up next. From the Ketch's Law Injury Attorneys Studios, no fee unless you win. This is, we are coming to you from a region that is saying Super Bowl or bust at this point. After the A.J. Brown deal yesterday for the Patriots, you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We got Shime's lead in, and now Curtis and his lead this morning. Hello, Curtis.
Hello, everybody. By the way, a morning I will never forget yesterday, James's birthday walk. One of the most unbelievable. You can laugh all you want.
Aww.
It was so great. Oh, it was so great. Each of his classmates gave special wishes for him.
Oh.
The teachers were amazing. It was honestly, and I cried. Yeah. So we all win.
Well, it's appropriate because he really is the first child to ever have a birthday.
Right. Yep.
So it's a very nice thing. And Curtis,
I think I actually just said that. He was the first child to ever have a birthday. and this is the Boston Globe. Yesterday, Tim Healy. Greg's going to get to the parts that are really with the disastrous impacts for Craig Breslow. But this is Tim Healy yesterday. In 2023... the Red Sox last year under Chaim Bloom, their media guide listed 14 pro scouts. This year, they listed one domestic pro scout and six, quote, acquisition specialists professional scouting, unquote. Not all have a traditional scouting background. Further, travel for those employees has been cut significantly, meaning far fewer in-person looks and more video-based work. So when you talk about John Henry and spending money, it's not just the roster. They aren't giving people travel allowances to go see people play.
Cheap.
Like, I'm sure Wiggy will defend this, but I honestly have no idea how you can defend that. And I don't know how that got through the editor at the Globe. I'm surprised it hasn't been pulled. But literally, the Tim Healy goes on to note that even teams like the Orioles and the Rays and mid-market teams in your own division are able to spend far more on their scouting. They're basically like a really bad money ball, and I don't get it. I don't get how you allow this to happen. I really don't.
Did you say that some of those scouts have very little scouting experience as
Ding.
Well?
Yep. And who can forget Craig Breslow's first act as becoming the GM of the Red Sox? You know what that was?
An audit.
Firing the scout that found Roman Anthony.
Oh, yeah. And what? How did the guy describe him?
What a great line.
You effing stiff.
Yes.
That was him, right?
He basically was like, I'm out of here. I quit. You can't fire me. I quit. You effing stiff. To me, it's an odd thing, you know. And Curtis, you're right. It's a great article. It's a very interesting piece when the owner owns the newspaper. But also, Craig Breslow, 3 years here now, is apparently unable to communicate with his coworkers because, I guess the nice way to say it is, he's such a nerd. Like, he has no people skills whatsoever, and so nobody knows. When he's walking into a room, he's trying to share the latest data, you know, and suggesting that this does not compute. Nobody has any idea what he's talking about. Basically, and they've turned the whole entire organization over to him.
Well, not after that story. But it also, Game Talk says, so now we're missing Chaim Bloom? What? No. I'm talking about how they're spending on their roster, and it's not just the roster. It is how you build a team. It is what you spend so your team has the resources to find players that will help the big league club. It's not that hard.
I like scouting. The only way that you could possibly defend this is based on the article that the one that Curtis is reading from that he sent yesterday, that in that same article, it says that the Cleveland Guardians and Milwaukee Brewers, I think both of those teams are first in their division, have also gutted their scouting. So maybe this
they
is something.
I prefer that you call it downsizing.
Oh, downsizing.
That's how you say it.
So I don't know how the world.
Trim the fat.
I don't know how the world of scouting works in baseball.
That's a good point.
But it seems like that there are other ball clubs that are doing this. And we saw
smart
this.
Smart ball clubs, you'd say.
Yeah.
Cheap with the Brewers, but smart.
Yeah. And both Cleveland and the Brewers are in first place in their respective division. So I don't know the world. I understand that John Henry.
Do you think the reason the Guardians are in first place is because they cut scouting?
No. I'm just giving the other side of the article that you were talking about. I think that John Henry, and we clearly have seen this over the years, has definitely made a switch to financials when it comes to spending on the roster and wanting to go more in the direction of, you know, I don't necessarily want to say a smaller market team, but where you're getting away from some of those big, massive contracts.
They're not trying to compete with Dodgers and Yankees in contracts anymore.
Yes. Yeah. And that's kind of been a shift that he's done over the past, you know, 3 or 4 years. And, you know, probably to save money. And I think he looks at other teams that have been able to win that way and go, well, Brez bought, whether it's Heimblum, why can't you bring that same type of philosophy? Now, they still spend. They're just not in the top five what we're used to.
They're 12th. Is that what they are, Curtis?
In the division, yes, they're 12th.
Yeah, they're so.
Are we going to get into the CBA?
No. I'll take the L. What's it? For the sake of, you know, agreeing to disagree, they're 12th. And whatever Chris,
my beloved.
Yes, yeah,
my
beloved.
Betrothed.
He's a free blank.
Yes. Oh, Hansen. Chris Mason. Yes. Hansen. Chris
no,
Mason.
It's Mason.
Chris Mason.
Mega was not married to Chris Hansen, to catch a predator.
No,
guy.
He's canceled.
Wasn't he caught himself?
He got caught up into something. There was
really?
Something, yeah, he did. So.
I loved that show.
Yeah, he definitely.
Yeah, you stick to talking about shows?
I think that they're doing a movie.
I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah. They're doing a feature film on him.
Yeah.
And the guy actually, it's a pretty good, pretty well-known actor.
Who's
and
playing
he,
him?
And he actually sounds like Chris Hansen, which is wild to me.
Yeah.
You can Google it. I don't know.
I'm Googling it.
Yeah, I forget.
It's like Toby
Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
Yes.
He's
going to
play
the guy from Twilight.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy who plays Batman.
Yes.
Is going to play Primetime, which is based on the To Catch a Predator host, mm-hmm. Chris Hansen.
Yeah.
Wow.
You wouldn't think that there'd be enough material in there for a feature film.
Well,
but apparently there is.
There must be, like you said, I don't know the exact what happened to Chris Hansen, but there's got to be some juicy things that had happened.
I can't wait to go to the theater and watch, Nerd Alert, the young George Washington film.
Oh,
which,
my God.
Have you seen the trailer?
No, I have not. I thought you were going to say, like, Spider-Man.
Will you go to that with me? Will you go see that with me?
Hell no.
Come on.
No, I would not waste my time. I thought you were going to say, like, the new Spider-Man that was coming up when you said Nerd Alert.
Name three things that George Washington is known for. Very well known for.
Ooh,
you would know that because you went to G-Dub.
Wiggy. Three things about George Washington.
Having slaves. Wooden teeth.
Yeah, wooden teeth. Yeah, you nailed the wooden teeth.
And
what was his wife's name?
He did one. He did one thing that made Sonny Gray hate him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the other thing was.
Shime knows that, or Mego knows that.
Chopping down the cherry tree.
Yes. Right.
So I had two.
Down the cherry
he
tree.
Could not tell a lie.
You really think he chopped down the cherry tree?
He told everybody.
Or was he like, hey, I need somebody out here in that field to chop down that cherry tree right now? And they was like, yes, sir. I'll chop that down right for you right now.
All right. We are going to be back
with three things for you.
We are going to be back with more leads next.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Next. Well, a little bit of breaking news, and that is that our Super Bowl savior has arrived this morning officially in what appears to be Foxborough, maybe at the new facility. So A.J. Brown is here. And
he's already in the building?
Huh? Yes. Of course, Patriots just posted a video.
Is it Boston Stadium?
Guys ready to work. Man is ready to get right to work, Sean. Any idea what that's like? Been gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and I showed up yesterday, LiveWire. I was ready to rock. Are you kidding me?
I mean this sincerely. If you listen to someone in the media or anywhere and they tell you that this is a bad trade,
oh my God.
I would strongly recommend reconsidering what you're doing with your
okay,
time.
Okay.
Who said it's a bad trade, though?
Mike Felger.
Really?
Yep.
You can push back.
No, he said, you overpaid for him.
That's what the market price is for a 1,000-yard receiver who's, you know, 28, 29.
I don't care.
Also, the cash is not crazy for
no.
him.
No, it's like $7 million. It's $7 million the first year by the time that they pay everything.
I think it's an average of like 50 overall. Like, yeah. Not average, all together.
All together,
that's,
yeah.
That's the
It goes like 7, 10, 20. Like, it's...
The money's worth it. If you're saying it's a bad deal, you're the one person who's going outside and it's raining on your head and everybody's... And you're going, oh, it's sunny day today.
Yeah.
No, we knew because Jalen Waddle set the market. And so whether you want to make the argument, if you feel like A.J. Brown is a top 10 wide receiver... And you feel like Jalen Waddle is the same thing. That's what it's going to cost you for a receiver of that caliber.
And let me ask you this, Wiggs. Mm-hmm. If this is yesterday and everything is the same, except the Chiefs trade a first and a fifth,
mm-hmm.
a fifth next year, a first in 27.
28.
What do you think that host and others that are saying the deal is bad would be saying? How do you let the Chiefs come in and get them? Why wouldn't you do that? Why
the Chiefs go back to the Super Bowl. Like,
right. So if that's the case, then nothing that what they're saying is actually based in anything other than just being controversial.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's the audio version of clickbait.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Ragebait.
I love it. And I mm-hmm. you know, we still have the looming question about Christian Gonzalez and what is going to happen there and You know.
Oof, I can't wait to get to my lead. I'm going to answer all those questions.
Oh, you
for
are?
You.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. I don't want to step on the X. You're the X and Y guy.
No, right. I'm staying in my lane. I'm going to talk about Pilates.
Yeah. Oh, you are? Okay. All right. Let's get
I'm going to jump into my journalistic lane here.
Oh, okay. The X, yeah, Z, vertical rounds.
Okay.
I didn't go to school for it, but I did get a degree in 5 minutes on one of these websites.
Oh, nice. That's very cost effective.
It is, right?
It's a smart route. Can I talk about that route?
You sure can.
Yes. I actually don't have a sports lead. I read this and I think this is really important to talk about, and I'm wondering what anyone is doing to solve this. So this leading polling center in our state called Mass Inc., they put out this report that's called the Middle Class Status Report. And the findings from this report are jarring.
Mm.
Over 5 years, the income needed to maintain a middle class standard of living for a family of four in Massachusetts jumped 50%.
Mm.
In 5 years?
In yeah. 5 years.
I know what that number is, too.
Not only that, home prices have increased here. This is from their findings. More than in any other state in the country over 5 years. Healthcare costs have risen 150%. So if you get sick, mm-hmm. you're screwed.
Right.
Let alone if you're trying to go get preventative care, trying to get family care, trying to start a family. Also, I will just say, because mm-hmm. it notes in here, if gas prices currently hold at their level now, the average household will spend $1,000 on gas this year alone.
Right.
How are we helping people?
You're not.
Like, I don't want to be the bummer over here, but when I read this, I was like, to me, this is heartbreaking
yeah.
because people are not asking for that much. What are they asking for? A home to raise their two kids, maybe a vacation a year. Yeah, they're not asking to fly out to Paris or Tokyo. Or we're asking to have their kids have options of colleges they can go to, that if somebody in their family gets cancer, they don't have to worry mm-hmm. about going back and forth with the insurance that they already pay for about how to care for that loved one.
Well, that's what makes Massachusetts and some of the, you know, that's what makes Massachusetts a ridiculous state. In order to live comfortably with that number, like live comfortably, got to make $500,000 a year.
It's wild.
Like that's the number that you have to. I saw this thing on social media. I know he was doing it in New York, but it was the same thing. And he was talking about, like, nowadays, if somebody makes $300,000 a year, like, you can't get by on that with a family of four. In order to live comfortably, which, you know, that's what you think middle class is, like, you made it, you know, that white picket fence that we all grew up dreaming about, you got to make $500,000. In Massachusetts.
And look, I love living here. I've lived here
stop
for
lying.
16 years, Wiggy, by choice.
A dump.
I love it. I'm not from here, and I love it.
What are you talking about? Why do you live here, then?
Well, because it's the only place I can get a job.
We have the best schools in the world,
keep
the
it
best
a bean.
Hospitals in the world, the best sports teams in the world. I believe some of the best
teams.
People in the world.
Yeah.
But this is unsustainable. Well, like, this is unreal.
It's a price.
It's 5 years. We're not talking about the last 20 years. 5 years.
It's the price that you pay when you want to live in the state that has the best bike lanes in the world.
Right.
That's the way it goes.
The best.
We have more bike lanes than Copenhagen now. I mean,
what does that have to do with anything?
Having the best schools is useless. College costs you $200,000 a year.
Okay, but you can send your kid to a great public school in Massachusetts.
Well, I have good news for you, Mago.
Great public school anywhere.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is.
Mago, so I met a guy who has worked in AI for 20 years over the weekend.
Horrifying.
He said, basically, it's going to be a economy dominated by blue-collar workers, that white-collar workers are gone. Entertainment, we're fine. Now we just have to be entertaining. But what he said was that what's going to kill Boston is how much our ecosystem relies upon colleges and universities, and that if there are no degrees that lead to big paying jobs, then what happens to Boston? So if you wait 5 years, I think you'll be able to get a great deal on a brownstone. But right now it doesn't help out.
Did you see, speaking of AI taking jobs, you see the robot mower that I put up on my Instagram yesterday at the Wellesley Country Club?
I did.
That thing is terrifying. It's following you around. Lord knows what. It's probably watching what you're doing.
And, right.
And in addition to that, that stole somebody's job.
Stole a teenager's job.
Right.
Stole some kind of rite of passage from a lovely local teenager.
Right. Like
he's
Danny.
Just trying to smoke doobies.
Right, Danny in the cat shack. Like, it completely took his opportunity to work at a golf course summer long.
Topical. You
know? I mean,
start driving Ubers, Mago. Yeah.
All right, Mago, thank you. Wiggy,
I'm a terrible driver.
Wiggy, Ubers are going to be robotic. They already are.
No, you'll still have the people will still trust it, believe me.
That could be a job you could do in another state. You could be an Uber driver.
Based off of Mago's lead, which was a great lead.
Wiggy would always he'd always choose the long way when the GPS tells him there's a short way and a long way.
Yeah.
He'd choose the long way so he could talk to the person.
No. I don't talk to people like that.
What?
Yeah, I don't really talk to
you. You don't talk to drivers?
No.
Oh, Wiggy, that's a weird look.
I say hello, thank you, and that's it. Like, that's I don't want to be bothered. I got my headphones, and I keep one in so I don't come off as rude because I know they want to talk, but in my mind, I'm like,
you
man.
Might be coming off as rude.
Is it rude if you put in quiet preferred?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know. I didn't have the option, but I don't want to come off rude, but in my mind, I'm like, I just had an Uber driver the other day drive me. He's like, oh, so you work over there, huh?
Cool. He's interested in your life.
I'm like, yeah. What do you think of the Red Sox? I'm like, yeah.
Wiggy, that's nice.
He's like, you know, he was Dominican, so he was, you know, he loved talking, you know, about baseball.
Probably loved David Ortiz.
Oh, and I was
are we getting to what David Ortiz said about John Henry during They Said It?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, oh, my Lord.
He's compromised.
What is going on? Mind, what's going on over there? The place is falling apart.
John Henry's trying to save some money.
It is falling apart in front of our eyes.
Based off of Mago's lead, he's got to keep the lights on.
The most loyal soldier of all time, Ooh. David Ortiz, has turned on them.
That is bad when he turns on you.
Oh, my God.
But here's my lead, Greg.
Can you do it in a minute or no?
I can do it in a minute because you asked about the Christian Gonzalez thing. And I will say this. It can be done. The money, and Curtis always talks about it, and he says the salary cap is fake. And I will like to head west to one of the teams that you could potentially be seeing in the Super Bowl, and that is the L.A. Rams.
Tell them.
And what they did. Not only did they trade and give Trent McDuffie a new contract, they went out and made probably the biggest splash in the NFL, which is trading for Myles Garrett, the most dominating defensive player in the NFL today. And not only that, he makes a ton of money. They restructured Matthew Stafford's contract, which gave him like $60 million, which puts him right up there with one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL. And another thing they're going to be paying for, because this guy tweeted this out, if at Micah Parsons goes to the Rams, I might have to call at 2-1 tents. It's like a D-line workout place. And
excuse me?
This is nowhere near a minute, by the way.
Oh, sorry. How long are we at? And getting football shape so the D-line will be unreal. And that was Aaron Donald.
Oh.
Aaron Donald's coming out of retirement.
Aaron Donald is coming out of
retirement. And that was for Micah Parsons.
Okay, okay.
And we're now talking about Myles Garrett. Look how the Rams are able to spend money and still compete, and the salary cap is not an issue for them.
So the Patriots should be able to pay that man his money.
Open up your wallet,
man. Give Gonzo what he wants.
Go after Max Crosby now.
Okay. Before the Patriots had consecutive 4-13 seasons, Bill Belichick lectured me about the cap and saying that teams like the Bucks and the Rams were not sustainable. Yet, the Rams hired Sean McVay in 2017.
On Brezbot, something that he said on a podcast last week may indicate why, if that is so, and I will get to that during my lead next.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.